This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I know that I am very thankful for all the mothers in my life, as you are beyond important to what we do today. So I appreciate all of you. I know my two daughters are really excited for Mother's Day. I could hear them up above me running around, and they're just so excited. They want to spend time with their mom, and I'm just like, hey, guys, you know what would be a perfect gift right now? Yeah, maybe just leave her alone for a little while. Isn't that what we want? What we want, just to have a little bit of time to ourselves and sleep in? But it's funny. My 6 and 4 year olds are so pumped right now. You know, we've gotten together. They made something for my wife, and they're just so excited. You know, they want to just make mom happy, right? So they're wide awake. But I was like, hey, guys, you know what would be really nice? It's if you guys stayed in your room and played together, but were quiet so mom could spend a little more time. We'll see how it goes. I've already heard footsteps up there. Anyways, hopefully you get to enjoy the day with that important someone. If not today, maybe do what you can. But hopefully you get to enjoy it. And if not, maybe spend some time outside, because it's going to be nice going forward, moving forward this week. So definitely, if you can enjoy it, which I hope you can, good luck, because it is amazing out there. Anyways, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're really just getting started today. Plenty of time to give us a call, and we'll help you out here. Now, we've talked a little bit about the lawn and a few things to do, right? Because we think about crabgrass a lot and say, oh, you know, can I do this? What can I do? What can I do? You know, you can be doing that. But we're at the point where we've been about 6 weeks since we really had that first application done. So, you know, maybe you're working with an organic lawn, right? And saying, well, I only fertilize. That's fine too. That's perfectly great, actually. But let's look at it and say, what else can we do? You know, is it time to put my next application down? And a lot of times, yes, because it's been about 6 weeks. Did you put the corn gluten down this season? What did you do, right? We look at those things, and it's not just about putting weed killer, right? It's about feeding the lawn and making it thrive for you. The best way to go organic long-term in the lawn is taking care of some of the hard problems. And sometimes those hard problems, it does take, you know, some weed killers in there. You know, there are plenty of organic weed killers, so we can look for those. But what I'm saying here is the best way to go organic long-term is to get rid of all the weeds, get the lawn in there, and then just feed that lawn. Feed the grass, not weeds. And that's how you can get a green lawn long-term, right? So we need to look at those things and see what we've done and continue it on. It's not a do the two applications in the spring and then be done. Because I'll tell you, a lot of people look at it and say, all right, I did my weed preventer. I prevented the crabgrass and then I killed the broadleaf weeds and I'm done. Nope, don't need to do anything else. I'll tell you, once you start that process, all you really have to do is, once you've gotten it established, all you're going to have to do is just feed it every 6 weeks with just a fertilizer. No weed killers, no anything else. How awesome would that be? You want to, you know, go organic? That best way to do it is just being feeding the lawn in those ways, because that's just going to make our lawn stronger. Anyways, there's plenty of time in the season for all of this, so you have plenty of time. We're just getting started. We've said that a million times, but I just want to reiterate it, because we have a lot of time to make some of those decisions to make sure we have done it. And if you haven't done a crabgrass preventer and that's what you're worried about, still time. If you haven't put grass seed down, perfect time. Because I'll tell you, the lawns that I'm looking at all over and talking to, I'm seeing that germination rates weren't as great as normal. And why is that? Well, we've talked about the ground temperatures. The ground temperatures really didn't warm up till a few weeks ago. And so germination rate, instead of being 14 to 21 days, it was almost like it was 21 to 28 days. So we still have time to do it. We still have time to reseed and start. There is plenty of time, and I want you guys to know that. I want you guys to see that and realize it's not too late. And to be honest with you, in my opinion, it's never too late to put seed down as long as you can take care of it. Now, if you can water it and take care of it, you could put seed down throughout the summer, honestly. So keep an eye out for it and enjoy it. But realize, just because it's the summer doesn't mean you can't put seed down. Anyways, what else can we be looking to do right now? Well, we should be fertilizing not just our lawns, our plants as well, right? Our plants had a rough winter. I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of winter damage out there on evergreens. And mostly we're looking at hollies. We're looking at azaleas, we're looking at pieris, we're looking at kalmia. We're looking at those types of things, right? Now, I'm looking at a rhododendron in my house that just had so much winter damage. But I know that adding, you know, this fertilizer, like a holly tone, is going to help bounce it back. What else can I be adding? So we're going to use holly tone. Let's look, if you have it, protolyzer. Let's look at using protolyzer to work with that holly tone to help your plants bounce back. because there is a lot of winter damage out there. There really is. So look for it. And we talk about the past few weeks, Holytone, how to use it, right? Well, we want to feed our plants on the drip line. What is the drip line of a plant? So the drip line, you know, picture your house, right? Water hits the roof, and then it goes down the sides towards usually a gutter. But we always call where the gutter is the drip line. It's the same thing with plants. And not that they have a roof and they're bringing it to the side, but however wide it is considered the drip line. So we want to feed in that area. So, rule of thumb here, it's 1 cup per foot of drip line diameter. So across, right? And then you double that quantity if the drip line diameter is 3 feet or larger. So we look at it and we say, how much do we need to use? We get the measurements and what we want to put it on. And I'll tell you, some of these plants you might be surprised at. Dogwoods. There's always one that surprised me that you could use Holytone, because you're always thinking, dogwood. I use a plant tone or a tree tone. Nope, Holytone. I'm going to hit a break here. So if you have some questions, call us at 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're really just getting started. We're only an hour and 24 minutes into the show. So if you have some questions, give us a call. Hopefully you get to enjoy the day. But it's, minus the wind, it's beautiful. It's going to be beautiful for the next, for the foreseeable future. After, I'm telling you, after Tuesday, it looks phenomenal. So hopefully you get to enjoy some time because, oh man, I'm excited. It's like... Spring is finally here. We're going to be able to enjoy it. You know, it is just finally, right? So hopefully you get to enjoy it too and get outside today. Make mom enjoy the day. Not make her. Hopefully she gets to enjoy the day, right? But it's going to be great going forward. We have really hit spring. And we are hitting the ground running. So I was talking on the other side of the break about fertilizing. I want to go a little bit more into the Holytone information here, right? Because I think it's important to do. And we look at it and say, when it comes to fertilizing, we always just say, all right, we're going to fertilize because something is wrong with our plant. And that's not always the case. We need to fertilize to keep our plants healthy. So look at doing that this time of year and then again in the fall at half the rate of the spring. Now we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Eleanor is in southern Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question here. I have a maple tree. Probably it's been in the yard 20 years.
Okay.
The roots are starting or have surfaced. And I'm expecting a delivery of compost for my garden beds. And I was wondering if I used some of that compost to put over the area where the roots have come up and then put grass seed. Would that work for me? I hate to have the roots getting hit by the lawnmower all the time.
Well, so the roots coming up is a natural thing that happens, right? It doesn't mean that a plant or a tree is, you know, sick or unhealthy. What it means is, you know, the soil around it has started to compact a little bit and go a little bit further down, especially with all the snow and rain. You know, soil moves down. What I would suggest doing is putting some compost over it. But what makes me nervous with only, and you don't want to put inches, you know, we're not talking 3 inches of compost over it. You're only going to put a light layer over the top. So what makes me nervous is if you put grass seed over there, that root is less than an inch from the surface, right? And so the lawnmower is going to hit it. The weed whacker is going to hit it. And then we're going to cause more damage to it. It is a natural occurrence. But what I have seen people do is they put compost over it or even put like an enriching mulch over the top to just keep the root covered a little bit from the hot sun, but it keeps moisture in, keeps nutrients going back into the plant. But it is not a good thing to just cover it in inches of like topsoil or loam or loam, however you want to say it.
Uh-huh.
It can actually suffocate it because that's its breathing system, right? So I personally wouldn't put seed over it unless it was so far out from the tree that it's not going to affect it, because the root, it's a natural thing to happen.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
One thing I'll do, I want you to hang tight because I want to go over it a little bit more because I have a little bit more to it. Okay. So hang tight. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will take part in a virtual G7 meeting today. The White House putting out a statement saying the group of seven leaders will demonstrate Western unity against the Russian invasion and will discuss possible new sanctions on Moscow. This as First Lady Jill Biden visits a Ukrainian refugee camp in Slovakia, meeting with people who escaped the Russian invasion, along with volunteers helping them.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning. We're all right. Hi, I'm Lisa. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Yesterday, she visited Ukrainians taking refuge in nearby Romania. And the heat is on this Mother's Day, with record high temperatures expected from parts of Texas all the way north to Iowa, highs 20 degrees above normal. This is USA Radio News. Florida has reached a settlement with Walgreens over its role in the opioid epidemic. The state will receive $680 million in what Florida's Attorney General calls a historic settlement that will have far-reaching impact across the nation. Under the terms of the agreement, Walgreens admits no wrongdoing or liability. Officials in California are warning that once again another wave of blackouts could be on the way this summer. In August of 2020, the state experienced the first rolling blackouts in nearly two decades, and now the California Public Utilities and Energy Commissions and the independent system operator that oversees the state's power grid say California could face a deficit of more than 1,700 megawatts this summer, the equivalent of losing a major power plant. Democrats who run the state have done nothing to upgrade their power grid since the last blackout. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Eleanor. She has a maple tree that's been in the yard for over 20 years. And the roots are starting to become exposed in parts of the area, which, you know, is something natural. But it is concerning, right? You just kind of think, well, what's going on? Is something happening? Well, we had talked about she was bringing in some compost for the garden. Do we put seed over the top? You know, one thing I wanted to follow up and ask is how far away from the tree are these roots starting to, you know, show?
About 15 feet.
Okay. So it's not like you can just make it into a mulched bed, right? So it's not like you can just say, oh, I'm just going to mulch over this whole area and be fine. So I understand the concern, right? And saying, all right, well, it's 15 feet out. This is part of my lawn. You know, I think if you can get at the area and add some, you know, compost, you could try to put some seed down, but just realize it's not that easy to mow over it because, you know, the height of the blade. I just am afraid that if it is so, like, low, right, if the blade is low, it slowly cuts away at the root, the outer spot, which opens up the possibility of diseases, insects coming into the root system, and then weakens the tree. So that's why I don't like having the mower, even trying to put, like, seed over it. But end of the day, it's up to you if you can. But what I'd like to see you do, because the roots are exposed, which means they're going to be to the sun, the heat, etc., is even though this plant is well established, add some water to it every once in a while into those areas, you know, that the roots are exposed. Put the hose on a trickle in that area. Allow the water to seep in to cool that root system down. Because think about it. So when it's in the ground, the soil insulates it and keeps it a little bit cooler. Now, if it's exposed to the sun, it's going to get hot quicker, which means the tree is going to dry out and it's not used to it. So I'd like to see you do something with that. The other thing I'd like to see you do is, and it's not as easy, but fertilize with something along the lines of like a tree tone for that maple. Just to give it something back so that it's getting ready. But if you look, if you were to walk down the street, you know, in a city, and you see trees along the sidewalk, their root system's everywhere. And they're exposed everywhere. And they still make it. It's just they don't have a mower running over them, right? It's just protection. The roots kind of go wherever they want. They're like water. They find the path of least resistance, and they just go. So, you know, up to you on what you want to do. I just think there's a few, you know, I think leaving it is one of the best. You could throw some compost over it just to get it covered, but I wouldn't put topsoil. I'd be putting like a compost that has nutrients and gives back, right? Because organic matter always gives back to the soil, and that's a benefit for that maple. And adding some water to it during the season, and even fertilizing with a tree tone would definitely be beneficial for you.
The tree tone fertilizer would go around the tree or out where the roots are exposed.
So with tree tone, they actually, so it's on the, it's the same thing as like Holytone, however wide the diameter, you know, the drip line, right? Mm-hmm. And evenly spread it on the circumference all the way on the outside and then water it in. They actually say, so what they want you to do is make 2 to 3 inch diameter holes under the drip line. I like to make it in like four holes. You could break it down so they're 12 to 18 inches apart. I mean, that'll go all the way to that level, or you could just do four, put them in the small in spots, backfill with soil, water it in, and it will slowly work its way into the plant itself. It's mostly water soluble nitrogen. So a lot of it will be uptake quickly, but the rest of it is all slow release, and that's some of the good stuff mixed into it. And then what I look at doing as well is using it at half the rate in the fall, just like you would do with Holytone or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Could I ask you one more quick question on
the
same maple tree?
Yep.
A very large branch, and it's just giving way too much shade to my roses and things. Is this the time to take that branch off?
You could definitely do it, honestly. Yeah. You could definitely do it right now. I do not see a problem with that. I think it's a good time to do it because what'll happen, it's two reasons. One, you're going to allow the plant to focus on the rest of the plant. Mm-hmm. And two, doing it now, if there were to be an issue from it, which I don't think there is, but if there were to be, it has all season to get over the issue. Whereas sometimes waiting, and say you were to do it in the fall, say it has an issue and then it freezes, something along those lines, it's harder to take care of it during the winter. Whereas right now, if you see something, you can actually take care of it. So that's why I would do it now. It's got the whole season to regrow and be taken care of.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Eleanor,
you
have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's becoming a little bit more overcast, but you can still feel the sun wanting to pop out a little bit more. But it's going to be a great day this upcoming week. I'm just so excited to look at this weather and see what's going to happen here. So I'm pretty excited. Now, one thing I want to just say, and hopefully Eleanor's listening, I was thinking about it with tree tone. They actually want you to apply it at regular rate in the fall. But what they actually say, which is a good rule of thumb when it comes to fertilizing for the fall, is when you start to see leaf drop. So you feed after leaf drop, but before the ground freezes. We should never, never fertilize when the ground is frozen. But we should be looking as the leaves are falling, because what's happening when the leaves are falling, right? The leaves are falling to the ground, which means they're putting their effort into their root system, which means they're taking the uptake of nutrients and materials from the soil are going a little bit quicker, right? Because they're putting the energy down there versus up above in the leaves. So let's, you know, I just wanted to reiterate that when it came to the tree tone. Now, another product from Espoma that I want to talk about, and really I think it is one of the most important products out there when it comes to planting. There is a product called Biotone Starter. You've probably heard me talk about it. It is something that is a starter fertilizer for use on everything you plant. That's including vegetables and flowers, right? You can use it because it helps promote those bigger blooms and roots, but it's got mycorrhizae in it. What's mycorrhizae? Mycorrhizae is a beneficial fungus that attacks your root system in a beneficial way. Like I said, it's beneficial. Every time you hear fungus, you're like, oh, get me the copper fungicide. Get me the fungal. No. This is a good thing, right? Mycorrhizae is a good thing for your root system. It helps them to really be able to get more of the nutrients that are readily available in the soil. It helps the root system expand, and it does help with the transplant loss. Now, when you think of transplant, you're saying, oh, yeah, if I move a plant from here to there. No, not just there. If you're taking a plant and moving it from a pot or a root ball to the ground, that's transplanting. Okay, so you can have some issues because something's grown in a container. It's been there for a number of years. And it's going into a different spot. You're transplanting it. So Biotone Starter, great product to be looking at, so definitely use it. I do have another call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Anthony is in Hampton, New Hampshire.
Anthony, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. My question this morning is, the neighborhood we live in is surrounded by old bull pine trees. And
okay.
I want to know, is there a season when the pine tar falls? It could be any time.
I mean, it's usually spring. You know, it's usually the earlier part of the season when it's falling. It's not like I wouldn't say it's all the time. It's hard to say because depending upon when the season is, right? Like how late in the season it can go.
Right.
You know, it's not like it's a certain date, right?
Right.
But it can take some different times. Usually spring though. That's most of the time that I've seen it. Sometimes it can be in the later fall, depending upon the weather and how it changes. But most of the times I've seen it, usually in the spring.
Okay. Because the needles themselves, sometimes they fall twice.
They can, yes.
Season.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Right.
So with the needles themselves falling, There's like you said, there's two times. One is in the fall, which is the one where we usually see the most, right?
Yeah.
So the needles will fall because it's the inside of it, and it's just called fall shedding. and it's allowing the new growth to focus on that and really get into, getting ready for winter. Now, the next time that the pine needles fall is the spring. Those are the ones that didn't fall in the fall, and they might have had some damage during the winter, right? So that's the two seasons of it. But the good thing is both of them are natural. It's not something that's bad for it. Just think of a deciduous tree that drops its leaves like a maple tree. It's kind of doing the same thing. It just looks different because it's supposed to stay green all year. They're definitely okay. So definitely two seasons on that.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Anthony. You have a great rest of your day. Thanks.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break. 855-660-4261.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Fred is in Manchester.
Fred, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. I had a couple questions.
Sure.
One was about fertilizing for peonies and roses.
Okay.
And the second one was moving some hydrangeas that have gotten kind of overgrown. They're taking over the whole garden.
Okay. So for the roses and the peonies, so roses you can definitely use the rose tone, right? That is the perfect fertilizer for roses.
Okay.
And that's something you can use, I believe, a couple times during the season to continue. It's usually like a 6 to 8 weeks in between doing it. That's definitely the best for it. For the peony, you can fertilize multiple times during the season, usually spring and fall. You could actually use like a Holytone for it. Right, you could also.
Is there a certain, like I know that fertilizer comes in different, like a 5-10-10 or a, you know, 15-50.
Yeah.
Is, I don't know, just a generic Holytone or?
Well, so Holytone is the name from Espoma.
Okay.
You could, if you wanted to, like you might even use like an all purpose, like a 10-10-10. Maybe okay. Even a 5-10-5. You know, it doesn't need a ton of nitrogen. It uses the other other nutrients a little bit more for it. So maybe something like a 5-10-5 would be all right. And you want to do it right now once they've started to grow, right? They're about 3-4 inches tall. Probably a little bit taller at this point, just with some of the weather. But, you know, nitrogen is one that you don't need a lot when it comes to peonies. So just, that's why like a Hollytone, because it's a low, it's like a 3-4-4 or a 4-3-3, something like that. So it's not a lot. But if you're looking to push some flowers, push some growth, then go with the 5-10-5.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Now, your other question there was moving the hydrangea?
Moving them from one spot to another because it just got so big.
So I would do it as soon as possible. And what I would do is, you know, I wouldn't do it today because here's the reason why. The reason why is I want you to, tonight, water that hydrangea thoroughly. And you could even do it right now, and you might be able to do it later today because it's early enough. But I want a deep watering to that hydrangea where you take the hose, you put it to the base of it, throw it on a trickle, and leave it on there for about a half hour to 45 minutes.
Okay.
Because when a root system gets, you know, cut, because we're cutting the root system to dig it up, it instantly absorbs whatever it can, right, from there. And if it's dry, it's just absorbing air, and that can cause transplant shock. Whereas if it's been watered in and the roots are saturated, it is absorbing that water versus air, right? So okay. It's easier when it comes to transplanting. But this is the time frame to do it. So if you could go out there this morning, put a trickle on there for, like I said, half hour, 45 minutes, then maybe move it later today, maybe like 5, 6 o'clock if possible. That way it gives it some time to absorb the water. But I'd do it now versus like towards the end of the week, because towards the end of this upcoming week, we're looking at some 80-degree temperatures, at least where I am. I'm in Chelmsford. You're in Manchester, you know, half hour north. You might not be hitting 80s, maybe some of the 70s, but still, it's going to be warmer, right? And that can cause the plant to dry out very quickly because of you're cutting its roots. I'd also look at using a biotone starter from Espoma and adding that to the soil in the new spot, because that is helps with transplant shock.
And how big a root ball should I dig up?
As big as you can handle.
Okay.
Honestly, like as big as you can handle. The bigger the better, because it's taking more roots. But just as big as you can handle.
Okay, what was the fertilizer for that again?
Biotone starter.
Thank you
from Espoma. All right, Fred, have a great one. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.